We're in the middle of discussing the dinim of Mechiras Chametz. Now, what happens if a person is renting from someone else and b'meila he can't sell the place in which he's putting the Chametz because it doesn't belong to him? He himself is renting. Halacha hey, ima b'yisu etzel Yisrael, if the house belongs to Yid, rak b'schiras m'Yisrael, he's renting it from a different Yid, it's not his. You can't rent it out officially for a rental, for a guy to live in, and then and their chagav will get the chametz because it doesn't belong to you. You can't do it without getting permission from the rightful owner, the one that rented it to you. Therefore, he has to stipulate, he has to make a tnai befeish on condition. I'm not renting it to you for the purposes of living over there. I am renting it for you in the context of you keeping your, storing your kelim and your possessions over there. And even with that, you shouldn't say, I'm renting it clearly, so you should be able to keep your chametz here. He has to mention it more general. That you could keep your objects and your kelim as you wish, but not to specify the chametz. If the one that rented it to you is in the same town, the best way to go about it is to go to his house and ask the owner of the house, please, can I have permission to rent it to the guy? And rent the entire place to the guy. Someone that's traveling out on a journey before Pesach, so he's not available. The Easter Tim Kersa Chametz and his wife at the end of the day is going to be the one selling to the guy the Chametz. He also should give her the permission and he should give her the power of attorney that she can go and rent it to the guy on his behalf, just like the rightful owner. Halacha Vav. Also, lasa tnaim agoy. One is not allowed to. This is something that's going to undo the entire mechiras chametz. Is if you make a deal with the goy and you make a tnai, you make a condition that you have to sell back to me after Pesach. Because in that case, the chatchil is not. It's a joke. So after Pesach, mechuyi banachin lemachro loy. You have to sell back. Oisha Yisrael mechuyi lachzav leknoisim men. Or the goy, if the guy makes a condition that you must come back to buy it from me, then that you're not allowed to do. Aval yochel afticha shiyachzav leknoisim meno v'shitim lerevach. He could, not as a promise and not as a condition in the Mechira, but can tell him and give him his word, I'm going to come back to buy it from you and you're going to make profit from the fact that I'm buying it from you, but it can't be stipulated in the Kinyan itself. Halacha Zayin. Also, Limkar Zachamis Lamomer or Lamomeris. If your person has Rahman al Islam, a friend that went off the Derech and is acting, Rahman al Islam converted to a different religion, so it's called a Mumar or Mumeris. Like Asa was considered Yisrael Mumar, you're not allowed to sell such a yid. You're not allowed to sell your chametz to, or if it's a female, you're not allowed to sell to her. The loy leben mumeres, and neither are you allowed to sell it to a son of this woman. This woman, if she was a mumar, why? Even though she already renounced Rahman's son, her religion, and she married a goy, and this is a child from that marriage. The inyan halacha, this child is considered a yid, and b'meil kilinyan zed dinam kiyam Yisrael for this inyan, not for. Bishalakum and not for Yain Nesach, but Linyan, the Chametz of Pesach, they're considered Yisrael Gomer, Bavil Chametz of Yisrael Shabbat of Pesach, Dasa Mano. And if this Mechira will actually take effect, then your Chametz will belong to them, it belongs to Yid, and then after Pesach, you can't use it. Al Chametz Shabbat of Pesach, by a different Yid, not even by you, is Asur Bano. That's what we had recently, a Meir de Kemaisa, that a Rav in Crown Heights of OK went to make sure that the beer that the owner was a Yid was sold to a guy in order that everybody could continue buying that beer. Because if it belongs to a Yid throughout Pesach, there's no way that throughout the year you're not allowed to buy it. Halacha Ches. Mishesh l'chametz makam acher. If a person has his chametz, but it's not over here, it's not in his house, it's not in the area where he's selling it, or it's bechlal in transit, it's ba'agolus, it's in wagons, a besfina, it's in a shipment, it's on a boat. You could sell it. It's not in a place that belongs to you, and it's not in a place that you could define exactly where it is. You can sell it. Agav karka shabimkoyma. I'm selling you this piece of land that's over here where I am, and agav this. Derech Agav, together with this, Kinyan Agav, you're buying also wherever the metaltolin is. That's the milo selling it Agav Karka. You don't need to sell the exact place. In addition to this, the Alter Rebbe doesn't mention this necessity, but the Shulchan Aruch says he should also come before Beis Din and be mafkir it. or in front of three people and say it doesn't belong to me, in addition to selling it in such a way. The Altar doesn't mention this, and he was matted to sell Dag of Karkav the way all businessmen do. What happens if the shipment arrived on Pesach? So that's now a shipment arrived that belongs to this guy that you sold it to. Zakter Hanachri Akoina Hu Yisham Schar Agala. The one that goes to the port to pick it up and pays for the whole shipping and handling is the guy, and he pays all other needs. And because it belongs to him completely. What happens if a guy decided to send you a shipment because you have a standing order? And either you forgot about it, or he assumed that you finished and he sent it to you on Pesach. You, b'meila, you didn't have a chance to completely sell it. The guy should pick it up, maybe, and he should pay whatever the one bringing it. The Yisrael should not accept it. He shouldn't deal with it. The Adrab, even more so, he should annul and make this hefker in front of Bezna b'fnei shalosh anashim. That means he's never accepting this order. In chavon ladam shalosh b'fanav, you can't make me buy it. He has a deal with the guy. So that's l'chatchila, and that's why the guy sent it to him. So a different guy should pick it up on his behalf. The one that's buying all this chametz. Halacha test. Mishi yesler rechaim. Very interesting scenario. Once upon a time, they had a mill. And the mill belonged to one person, and everybody would come and grind their kernels of grain in this mill. Now, people sometimes, instead of paying, they would give the owner of the mill, they would give him bags of kernels of grain as payment for using the mill. And what was complicated was that many goyim, and yidn also throughout the year, would soak their kernels of wheat to take off the outer layer. And b'meila, many times he's getting kernels of wheat. If this mill is working on Pesach and he's getting these gifts, or even he's getting it before Pesach, he's going to be owning kernels of grain that were soaked in water, that sprouted, and that could be chametz. So therefore, Mishias Lorechaim, someone that owns a mill, Batoichanim, and the people that are coming to grind nois in the meches, they would give, so to speak, tax. That was their payment. They would give tvoa mechumetzes. They would give tvoa grain, which could become seems already chametz. Tzarech limkor lahaskes Lorechaim koidem haPesach nachri. He has to sell the whole mill or rent it out to a goy before Pesach, so that whatever is brought in doesn't belong to him, even though that's like a sort of standing tax. And it automatically belongs to him now, along to a goy. What happens if he sold behemoth and the guy, he knows the guy may feed his behemoth on Pesach, he's going to feed them grain, he's going to feed them chametz, and b'meila he's enjoying, so to speak, from chametz. Yes, machlekes goes, machlekes bein gadolim zal, big machlekes within the paskim. Misha ashaloi lizar, someone that's able to be careful from this toivloi, that's the best case scenario. V'mashaloi yasal pi'eras chacham, he should discuss it with the chacham, and the minig is to add this in the shtar mechira when you sell it to a goy, also to include this in the shtar mechira. Now, halacha yud. Very interesting scenario. A person is allowed to lend a loaf of bread to a different yid and say, I'm giving you a loaf of bread today on Beis Nissen. Give it back to me on Beis Ir. I, l'chura, you own a loaf of bread by him. He owes you a loaf of bread. So it seems like you own chametz in his house. The answer is it's not a problem because you didn't tell him which bread to give you back. He just owes you in concept a loaf of bread, and therefore you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to lend him before Pesach a loaf of bread. The Altar doesn't bring this, but there are people that are noyig that they're stringent. They don't loan over Pesach loaves of bread. Halacha yudbeis or chametz. Im chametz sheyisrael b'rishus nachri. What happens if your chametz that belongs to you, you gave it as collateral to a goy? And now it's in a guy's rishus. You gave it to a guy to hold on for you, and now you can't sell it. It's not in your possession. That person has control over it. Or the other way around. You have in your house, you took as a mashkin, you took as collateral from a guy a beautiful cake and a whole stash of whatever frozen goods that you're going to bake whenever you want, if you want. And it's going to be Bishul Yisrael or Pas Yisrael. And now Pesach came. You can't sell it. It doesn't belong to you. You took it as a mashkin from a guy that if he doesn't pay, you're going to keep it. But otherwise, right now, it belongs to a guy. If he pays, it's going to be his. So what do? Zokter, Abeibich, Yasa, Shaila, Echis, Naig. Boy, you have to ask a Shaila's Chacham how to go about this, because his Kiesh was a Harbech. Look, there's many, many details and didim in regard to this.